What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the Save Data Cast, your very spottily available podcast that's definitely every other week all the time. I am your host, David, and joining me on this fine day is the Captain Zach.
420 blaze it! Boo, 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 boo,
boo, boo, boo. Oh, I forgot that was today. Completely forgot. We are also joined by the captain of Save Data Further East, Carl.
Shit, we don't have soundboards.
Damn, I thought for a second, David, that you forgot Carl's name entirely, and I was so embarrassed.
No,
you.
I was just like, I don't have a nickname for Carl. Yeah, okay.
No, that's something only you would do, Zach.
But no,
I was just gonna say, pull in the Kyle.
Yeah, name Kyle. Yeah, fucking Kyle.
And we are also joined by a very dapperly dressed Rob.
Whatever, man.
You won the poll. You won the poll before the show.
Podcast listeners don't know. Yeah, they just think that you're wearing a full tuxedo right now.
Best fashion.
Well, whatever
sense
they
out
think
of
is the most fashionable thing. That is what I'm wearing currently.
Yeah. Oh, okay, there we go.
Folks, on this week's Save Data Cast, we are going to be talking about video game music. If you haven't heard, Mario Theme made it into the Library of Congress, which probably means nothing to Carl, but for those of the US, it's the first video game music to be like enshrined by our government, basically, which is pretty cool. That's a pretty cool thing. So we're going to talk about other things we think should go in there. But before that, I want to tell you about how you can support us so that we can make cool shows like this over on patreon.com/savedatateam, where at the $5 level, what do you get, Zach, at $5?
$5 lets you vote on one of our variety streams each month, as well as your name as an NPC in our D&D campaign Saving Throw.
I was just going to let you keep going after that.
Cool. I don't know if you mentioned $2. $2 lets you get access to the full VOD channel of every single stream we do, and $10 gets your name included in this Patreon song.
Thank them, gotta thank them all our Patreons!
Burgerbun, Fluffguff, Mr. Colophilo, Dave Hall, Lucha, and Sofino. HSM, Earnless, Crow Knight, Danny, Antelester, Kevin Nation, Shadow, Navi.
Witch Tower, Sky, Urlock, High, Taco, Sensei, Keith, Lorenzic, Beck, Nicole, JFJ, Mystic, Woody.
Leprechaun, Chico Bell, Coco, Zeppeli, Shepherdstein, T Flower, Relive Jolie, The Red Fighter, BBC, What, and Sherlock's Zoom, Silart, Ami, Borshock.
Don't forget anyone or what, Shiny, Catter, B, Diego, Garcia, Albert, Boomer, Emily.
Dessert Boy Man, Elijah Sly, Rick Rat, Katja, Traveling in a Box, and Snowcat, Conjuring Scribes, Your Croissant, Fulfilla, Written Word, Shade the Punisher, Sevilla.
Don't forget Big Curve, and Who Needs to Sleep, Alea, Yekta, S, Chrissy, Ever, Angel B. Thank them, gotta thank them all, gotta thank them all, our Patreons.
I love video game music a lot. What the fuck?
And we're back. What's up?
I said a banger choice.
Nice. All right, folks. I think we're just going to get like pretty much straight.
Wow. Visual gags from Carl here.
Carl with the Zach sucks whiteboard. Just ready to go. Ready at the.
Always, baby.
I want to just like dive into this because I think we're going to get some cool music. We're going to play some cool music. It'll be a very fun time. But before we dive into it, I'm going to explain the Library of Congress thing.
Okay, yeah.
I'm sure there are plenty of people not from the US that listen to this or watch this that have no idea what that means. So I explained it to Carl before this as basically think of it as the Hall of Fame, which it kind of is. But instead of just being like a random Hall of Fame that like an industry or like some organization or person create, this is like the government of the United States funds this library, and every year they take a certain amount of music, like a few songs. It's not a lot.
I think it's 25 for the entire year, which if you think about it is pretty impressive.
Yeah, for the amount of music that comes out. It might even be less than that, but it's just like, it's not a crazy ton of songs. We're not talking like hundreds or like even full albums most of the time. We're not talking about here, where basically our government is like, this is so culturally important to this country that we're putting it like officially enshrined in our library for like as a government, which is that's a pretty cool distinction, you know? And earlier this year, the Mario Brothers theme, like the main one from the first game, got added to the Library of Congress. That's the first piece of video game music to make it in the Library of Congress, which got me thinking, and I think got a lot of other folks thinking, like, hey, what other video game music would be cool to add to the Library of Congress? Like, has had enough social impact, gravitas, import, all those types of things. Like, I being so iconic that it really like belongs in there. And if that doesn't make sense, just think of it as the Video Game Music Hall of Fame. What should go in there like first?
I will say, Haluch in the chat asked, give some examples of what music is in the Library of Congress. This year, along with the Mario theme, we have John Lennon's Imagine.
Yeah.
John Denver's Take Me Home Country Roads.
Oh my fucking god.
Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You.
Good. Okay.
I'm surprised it's taken this long for any of these songs.
James Buffett's Margaritaville.
This country is kind of crazy.
Fucking incredible.
Get Chris in here, dude.
Did they just pick all of the like meme songs like, this year? Like
kind of, yeah. I mean, last year they did have Bohemian Rhapsody from Queen. Oh, you've got Don't Stop Believin' by Journey, which does feel a little overplayed, but sure. Ricky Martin's Livin' La Vida Loca. I mean, like, again, big cultural touchstone songs. Along with some
white culture, anyway, but keep going.
Yep.
I mean, hey, it's called the Library of Congress for a reason, you know? It's not... the library of
that's why most of the songs selection. That's why most of the songs are a few decades behind when they probably should have been put in.
Oh yeah. also it was started in 2000. The first 4 years they took 50 songs each, and then since 2006 or sorry after 2006 they started doing only 25 each.
They're like, oh, yeah, we caught up. That's all we needed was those few years to catch up on 200 something years of musical history.
There's only 600 songs total right now. 625, so not that many, if you think about it.
It's bigger than any playlist I have.
Is it bigger than my playlist? Yeah.
I don't know if you like music, Rob.
I think it's bigger than most of mine, too.
Wow.
Rob hates music. Wow. Can't believe it.
So sorry. For the rules for this, were you saying it needs to be like we wanted culturally impactful ones or just ones we like? Well,
like, listen, more than, like, here's the thing.
I mean, genuinely though, like, I listed those songs because those are ones that I was like, oh yeah, everybody knows these songs. But like, you've got, I mean, you've got Daddy Yankee, you've got Carl Sagan. I mean, obviously people know Carl Sagan is Irene Cara. Who I don't know who that is.
I feel like it's the majority of them probably are like, oh, these are the ones that are like super impactful.
Hey, last like. Year they put a Wu-Tang Clan song on here. That's fucking yes. Red.
Oh shit! Oh, it only took them until 2021. Okay, right. I guess that is kind of sick, huh?
I mean, I'm just starting from most recently, but I'm sure the bias is, you know.
Oh, I'm not white great. Bias is definitely going to be in there. 100%. 100%. I was going for impactful, but I feel like we could sneak in a couple, you know, sneak in a couple on a list.
Yeah.
But if you're like trying to sneak in something that only you like, which foreshadow to a thing that is not going to make it from my list. I'm probably not going to make it onto the, you know, the official like save data. These are going in the library of save data, you know.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We put them on that first memory card. Put them on the first memory card that goes into the library.
Okay.
I want to start off because I think this is one that just it's required to be in there. One of the best-selling games of all time. One of the most impactful games of all time. One of the most played games across the generations, probably other than Mario. What's the Tetris song?
Oh, Hard Lock. Yeah, yeah.
100%. The Tetris song's got to be in there.
I absolutely give you that one.
Like, literally, last time I went to PAX, I was sitting outside a panel, and there was a random dude with, like, a violin, viola or something. You start playing it. Just like in a PAX, you just started playing the Tetris theme while someone played Tetris on their phone next to him. Like, and he was like, freaking red. They're friends. He just saw him playing. He's like, oh, I got this. And they gave him a soundtrack. But like the Tetris theme is A, very good. And B, has just like withstood the test of time. Same as the Mario theme.
It's been absolutely
remixed and it still sounds rad. Do you want me to give the folks a little Tetris?
Yeah, I mean, play it. It's a banger.
I just realized none of you can hear this.
Oh, yeah, we super can't. Just to share that window share with that? Us. Yeah.
I didn't think about that. I started it and I was like, wait. sorry, you're getting crappy resolution and frame rate.
Oh. I mean, I don't care about the frame range.
Yeah, it's music. Like, don't worry about it. Okay, let's try that again. So pretty loud. Sorry.
So good. Oh, that's so right.
Like you can't go wrong with that. There's literally no going wrong with that song.
No. Here's the question.
It's a banger.
Has it been remixed a million times because the song is that good, or because it's got a million different versions of this game and they were like, okay, we need to have something slightly different playing each time?
I think both, because there was an instance of like one of the games that didn't come with this version, this song. Like, they just made a different song for it. And I think like nobody bought that version, or like that version has like way less sales because people are like, we want the fucking doot-de-doos that we're so used to, man.
Yeah.
Okay. I know it's Tetris. I know, Soapy, that it's not like technically an original Tetris song, but also I don't care.
Yeah. Shrek made All-Star. Absolutely, I agree with you.
You're not wrong, Rob.
That's really good.
You're not wrong.
What the
fuck? Yeah, but this is the video game music Hall of Fame, Soapy. So we're doing the video game version of Tetris. I'm not going to try and pronounce that name. Kurabaniki. I'm sure not going to get that correct, but it's a Tetris version of it. It's not even the original thing, because the original thing isn't that low of a bitrate. I wish I'll got.
I'll go next with the solid one. Listen. I feel like I'm one of the few people here that actually likes Castlevania.
I've just never played Castlevania.
There's a lot of good songs to pick, but play this one. It is Chef's Kiss. So beautiful. Love this song.
Oh.
Like that. Right. Like the bounce back of it is so good. Ooh. And then once the main melody comes in. Oh.
Actually, wait. This is Simon's Quest. Is this not even the right one?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. The first one is the one that I associate.
Oh, okay.
Personally, but it's been... It's the same thing with a lot of other long-running franchises where they just, like, remaster the songs for different games. But that one is in a few games, and it's just so good. In fact, a lot of people popping off of Bloody Tears, including Diego the G.
Oh, this is all of the versions of Bloody Tears in the different
games. Yeah. It's a banger. It's the thing where, like... Is Castlevania like as big? No, but it's a banger, undeniably.
I mean, it sounds rad. It's a crime that I haven't played a Castlevania game, honestly. Like, it's
play the good ones.
It's kind of a crime. Yeah, I mean, like, I haven't even played, like, Symphony of the Night, which a bunch of people are like, this is the best game ever made. And I'm like, I've never played it.
It is one of the best games ever made. I will give it that.
And, like, I can hear the influence of that song in other things, like, that are in my mind. Like, first thing that comes to mind is The Messenger when I hear that from games I have played. I'm like, okay, I can feel a lot of the Castlevania influence on The Messenger's music.
For sure.
Get Dave plays Castlevania coming soon to save Vita. Probably not, but maybe. Who knows? I mean, I'd do it. I'd play it for content.
Carl, you want to take us? Take us to the bridge.
Sure. Let's talk about Shadow of the Colossus, which apparently Zach thinks has no music in. Right? No memorable music. And I'll punch him off screen for that.
Never heard a song from this game.
Mail him a punch.
Fuck you. End of the battle, which is the most played bit of music in that entire game, which is after you defeat every Colossus, it just pops that track in, and it's just phenomenal.
Hit the folks with a little bit of it.
I remember this.
I'm remembering this, yeah.
Angels go inside you, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I should have used this in the Zelda video.
Yeah, this is a good one, actually.
Why don't you recommend this to me?
Listen.
This is really good. Yeah, and it gets hopeful at the end. I do remember that. Yeah.
And it like, gives you a glimpse of, like, story-wise what's happening.
Mm-hmm. I dig that one.
Now, Carl, is the song influential enough for the Hall of Fame?
I think it is, because Shadow of the Colossus is arguably one of the most influential games of all time. I would like to think.
I won't argue against that.
And that track, yeah, like people get that shit tattooed on them all the time. And that track specifically, I think, in that game, is one of the most impactful ones, especially after you play the game, you know the story, and it hits every time, and you just feel like such a shitty person every time that track hits, because you remember the whole story, and it's my opinion, I think it definitely deserves a spot.
It's a good song. I will give you that one.
You know what? It rips in the calm way.
Yeah.
Heck yeah. Rob.
So I'm trying to like very quickly last second amend my list, because these are not influential in the slightest, I'm afraid. But we'll go with it. It's kind of cheating because Super Mario main theme's already in there. I've always been partial to the Starman theme myself. We'll go specifically the Super Mario Strikers version, because I think it has some personality.
Definitely not heard this.
It's jazzy.
Ooh.
It's also only like what? Okay. These
okay.
4 seconds played over and over and over again.
I mean, I'll give you extra props for pulling out the Strikers version of it. Nobody thinks about that. That's good.
Yeah. No, literally no one.
You could put on like an hour-long version of every game's invincibility theme, and it's like, oh my god, they did it again with the Starman.
Yeah.
They reinvented it.
Man, I get annoyed with the Starman music, like, while god I have the star.
Mm-hmm. You pause on the Starman theme so that it just keeps playing quietly in the background, and then you just go else for an hour or two. Like this is why I pulled up in this game.
Rob, you've done that, haven't you?
No comments.
God damn it.
I can see putting the star theme in general in there. I can see that.
Perfect.
I have one that I'm not going to play because I know we will get in trouble for it. We got to talk about Simple and Clean, though, right?
Oh, yeah.
We got to talk about Kingdom Hearts Simple and Clean. I'm not going to play Simple and Clean because we are going
to
get in trouble.
Say that. Damn
we
it.
Are going to get in trouble if I play that one. But, like,
I compromised and put Dearly Beloved, but, yeah, I think
it's got to be Simple and Clean.
Like, yeah. The way that you're making me feel tonight, you know?
Like, we might get in trouble for playing it. Library of Congress, they put in the music in there. Like, they don't care, right? They're not worried about licensing. Yeah, yeah. So they're fine.
You could play the goofy version.
Play the Toad version.
Oh, God. Go to Subpixel Stream.
From Subpixel Stream.
Give them 100 bits and they'll play a terrible song for a minute.
It's horrible. Like, fewer things in the world give me more pain than the Toad version of Simple and Clean.
Yeah. So good.
But, like, that song.
Which song is Simple as Clean and Clean?
It's like the Kingdom Hearts trailer music that's also in, like, some of the cutscenes and.
Give a little sample.
It is such a weird middle section that nobody remembers, where the lyrics are literally, "Does it mean I have to meet your father?"
Yeah.
I hope you'll understand when I say that. No, life isn't that simple, or something like that. It's like such a random, like, what are we talking about your dad for?
Some Pixel had Simple and Clean. That part of the VOD wasn't muted. I'm surprised.
That is weird. Yeah.
Huh.
I'm surprised. I mean, I can play it if we wanted. We're cool with it, but
play like a really short section.
We'll give you a real short.
You give me a taste, a little teaser taste. Okay.
It's gonna come with the. Is any of this for real or not?
Goofy, do it, you coward!
I'm looking at it. You can see that I've already listened to it.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like that. It's so good.
It
feels like it does not fit the vibe of Kingdom Hearts at all.
Because it was a separate song, Rob. It wasn't made for the game.
Yeah.
I think is no comment. I'd say mean things about it, but yeah. Apparently we don't like it.
I thought it was made for the game. And she just also released it. Or I think they know, but
yeah, they. I don't,
because like the father bit makes me think it had nothing to do with the actual game.
Yeah, it's that has nothing to do with the game.
It's another, like, the Simple and Clean was nothing without Kingdom Hearts. Like, let's be real, at least in the U.S. And also, the musician did an English and a Japanese version.
Yes, which.
And they sang both.
Respect on that.
Yeah, they're bilingual. They sing both of them.
AmiYumi did that too. That's nothing special.
Wow!
God damn.
Wow!
I mean, AmiYumi is also great. That's fine.
2023. Reset the fucking clocks on AmiYumi.
Wait, no. Everybody still knows Teen Titans. Come on.
Yeah.
That's true. Like. But like the Japanese version, big in Japan, but also that we're talking like U.S. and the West here. The English version truly would not have been anything without like Kingdom Hearts, like legitimately. English version wouldn't have gone anywhere.
I'll give you that. I'll give you that for sure.
Tyler, fucking Teen Titans reference.
Yeah. if we're go, I got another good one for you. I think pretty slam dunk choice. Another song with lyrics written by Sum 41. No, is it Sum 41? The fuck is the name of that band again? City Escape from.
Too.
Like
that was on my short list.
The fuck is their name?
I don't fucking remember.
Adventure.
I know y'all want it. Have a taste. There you go.
Crush 40. Thank you, God.
Oh, yeah. Sum 41.
Which is another band.
That's true.
Just one number less.
This song is good, though. Actually, I like
it's,
this song.
Oh, yeah, it's such incredible. A banger. It's such a banger.
It's incredible.
Like, you know, no matter what you think of Sonic, the franchise has always had good music, and that one is like such... It is pure endorphins as soon as that starts bumping. So
it's like pure Sonic too. Banger. Like it very much is like, this is a Sonic song. Like this is nothing else. This is a Sonic song. Yeah.
Oh, shit, I'm about to put Pumpkin Hill in there too. Now, damn.
Sonic Hill is too very good. No,
Pumpkin Hill is not the same
not
level.
Both of them, not both of them.
I agree.
You could argue like a Green Hill Zone for another Sonic if you want, but like,
yeah, Green Hill Zones would be the other one, or Chemical Plant Zone. But I think, ooh, if I'm being honest, I think that song is just more powerful.
Pumpkin Hill Zone?
No. Cities.
Oh, Cities. Okay. I was gonna say that's actually, I think that's a little offensive in the right circles.
No. Oh God.
Oh, Diego asks, "We're gonna get a YouTube playlist from these choices."
It's actually not a bad
idea.
That's
not a bad idea. We can make something happen there.
Yeah. No, Halu Chat will not do the Pumpkin Hill rap. I could do every word.
Prove it.
We'll put donation. One of the donation goals would be that.
Oh my god.
I'll go in for a heavy hitter since I just threw in Sonic.
Okay.
Let's go into the Assassin's Creed world and talk about Ezio's family. A track which is actually so good that they reused it in Assassin's Creed Odyssey and like the map music, because it's actually really
cool. Okay.
I think it should be fine to play.
Yeah, that should be fine. I gotta play some of that. Oh, yeah.
Just like a very nice epic orchestral.
Yeah, and it gets... picks up.
I know the song. Yes.
Yeah, and the da-na-na-na thing is very good.
What?
No, like it's kind of an Assassin's Creed staple. The like,
yeah,
rising.
Yes.
You know what? That's totally fair. I've never played one, so.
Oh well, that would do it. That's,
oh
it's,
my fucking
it
god! Don't get me started on that.
That
I'd actually forgot
that
Assassin's
right there.
Creed music. Yeah, it is such a fucking good track.
Yeah, no, I think
it's good. It's good.
Carl, correct me if I'm wrong. Was this the first time they had the like vocals for this, and then they used it repeatedly in games after it?
Yeah. This was the first time they used this. The track's Ezio's Family because it's in the. I'm not gonna play. It's in a scene.
Yeah.
But, I
didn't realize that was the first.
Yeah.
Oh, you could spoil that.
If it's at the beginning, people die.
It's right after the
tutorial.
It's like when you watch the thing that's important to the character of Ezio happen. And
you watch the Batman moment of Ezio. Yes.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
No, this is a good one, and that just the tone of that song. The I don't know music well enough, but like rhythm of that song like feeds into the rest of the franchise too. To the point where it's like, oh, I recognize that from not two necessarily, but from all the other games, and it's always been good.
Yeah.
Right.
It's got a bit of the Mario vibes in that. It's like a similar theme that evolves over time, but it's still got the core. Yeah. Rob, what you got?
Okay. Honorable mention that I won't actually use, the trailer song. I think it's Iron by Woodkid for Assassin's Creed Revelations that Tobuscus does the he does a cover of. No endorsement of Tobuscus, but that song was so good, even his like parody was like, oh shit, this kind of slaps. I won't sing it or anything, but that's a good fucking song.
God damn it.
Pull it up.
Is that just a song they licensed?
I guess. Maybe.
Because if it is, I don't want to play
it. I think it's definitely a you'd get DMCA'd for playing it.
Okay, yeah. No,
it's. I'm sure if you heard it, you'd be like, oh, yeah, I know this song. We will go to... Fuck, I have two Super Mario songs on my list. Okay. We're going to say instead of Super Mario, we're going to say WarioWare. Okay.
Oh.
WarioWare. It's not even a WarioWare minigame song. It is from Smooth Moves. There's a minigame within the game that is just minigames called Kuro S, which is an older, I think it's an older Nintendo title. And they gave like an updated version in the Wii version of this game. And this song, this is a song that I put on and then AFK'd because I was like, actually, I do just want to listen to this shit.
All right, I have not played this game yet.
Oh. Yeah, this one's good.
It does do more than this little intro, but you know, you gotta listen to it for a while. It's pretty stuff in the game.
I thought they were gonna change, and then they're just like, nope, we're going back into it.
Nope, they had a chance to get out for a second.
But like, it starts to speed up when they're like getting close to the end, and it gets like a whole lot of energy. There's like an invincibility theme for this as well. It covers all the bases, I think.
Okay. I dig it.
It's fun. Seems like a background level of a background music of a Mario level, you know.
Background music of a Wario level, but
hey. Well, some say they're almost the same thing.
There you go.
Who would say that? They're not at all like. I don't know what you mean. They're not even close to the same. Zach, I saw one on your list.
Yeah, you can take it if you want.
That I would like to give its precursor.
We're just allowed to steal from other lists.
I want to give its precursor. There's a song from Live Alive, still don't know the right way to say that game's name.
Yeah, okay, I know what you're talking about.
Boss theme called Megalomania.
Mm-hmm. Whoa, what the fuck? It sounds like they've stolen a little creative license from my favorite video game, so I'll be suing them.
This game came out in the 90s, Rob.
My favorite game, Undertale, so I don't know what you're saying. Oh, shit.
Did change your mind there, Ren? Change your mind a little bit on that one?
Actually, I'm gonna send you a clip of Jason playing this that I clipped myself because I thought it was one of the greatest things I've ever seen.
Megalomania influenced another game and song that we are going to talk about later. But the fact that I think this is the remade version, so it's got higher bitrate and stuff like that, but like, this song slaps. And this is all of the boss songs who, not really spoilers, mild spoilers. The bosses that you fight all suffer from megalomania. They all suffer from that condition, which like makes the song fit into it even better. Oh, it's so good. Like, this thing's so good. I can see Rob's watching the clip that he clipped with Jason.
What the fuck, dude? You could play this. You could play this live if you want to, but it gets a little saucy. Let's just leave it at that.
Just link in the chat, Rob. The folks can go watch it.
It gets a little saucy.
Just put it in the chat. I don't have a good thing to show people stuff, and I don't feel like setting it up.
But yeah, wait, are you not showing people the music right now?
They hear it, but they don't see it. Like the YouTube screen.
Oh, yeah. We can see it. Yes. I was like,
about? You all can see it, but yeah.
So funny. Because he's playing, he's at this boss fight, and he's like doing the guy's pose on stream.
Jesus, this is great for a podcast, by the way.
I thought the music got you hard, Rob, not the boss pose.
Why did I open this? No! Why did I open it?
I'll clip this part out, it's fine.
Jesus Christ. I'll
clip this out of the YouTube and audio version. Incredible. Incredible.
So I've actually heard of that game and that song before. Yeah.
Wow. Well, if you want to do the bump set spike on that.
I set you up.
Yeah. A little bit later, a young gentleman by the name of Toby Fox made a game called Undertale, and about two people played it, but there's this really great song from it called Megalovania that you fight this really funny skeleton guy named Sans Undertale. And this is the song that plays in the background. And it was a huge meme for a very long time.
Kind of still is.
Kind of still is. But it is also a very good song. So good. I do want to let you know, I almost put in the Rickroll version of this just to fuck people. But I did not.
Don't do that. I have to clip that out of the audio YouTube version. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, once it drops, it's like
we had to wait for it to drop.
It's good. It's good. It's personally not my favorite song in this game, but
up arrow.
Yeah.
It's not my favorite song in the game, but it's definitely like the most.
If you're gonna pick a song from this game, I mean, this song is in fucking Smash Brothers. Yeah. Like,
it's so good.
Wait, so, legitimately, if you had to pick a song from this game, you pick Megalovania.
I mean, yeah, I think because it's the most
for a Hall
sure.
of Fame thing. Yeah, absolutely.
I think I agree with Zaid. It's Hopes and Dreams. Absolutely clears Megalovania.
I won't disagree. I like Hopes and Dreams. I also love the fucking Spider Dance so much. But Megalovania is more iconic.
I think Megalovania is more iconic. And the reason I set that one up is it's called Megalovania because it's heavily inspired by Megalomania. Like, heavily, cool. heavily inspired. A lot of the same elements in it. So, super rad.
Heck yeah. Carla Rob.
Oh, hello. Your turn. I was gonna, you know, I'll save my hitter for like the one after this, but God of War, a little game maybe two of you have heard of.
I just did that joke.
I know.
No, you said play.
That's a really funny joke, dude. That was funny,
thanks,
dude.
Rob.
I like that one.
That was good, Carl.
But yeah, Memories of Mother, a track that plays multiple, like in the intro at some point and towards the end of the game. And it is just a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful track. And every time I listen to it, it gets a little bit emotional. Did I link the right version?
It's the Farewell to Faye version.
Is Faye even a mom? What the fuck, dude?
Okay, Rob.
Did you send me the wrong one, Carl?
I definitely did. Hold on.
Come on, Carl.
Folks.
Come on.
I do have to laugh about this because Rob is here and he's the only person that would laugh about this with me, but Megalovania was also in Homestuck.
Oh shit, what's the
thing? Yeah.
Wait, when's it at?
I mean, it's in one of the animatics. I don't, you know.
Oh, that narrows it down.
There we go, Carl.
I mean, it does.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't remember that one up in the game, but okay.
Welcome back from the edit.
This one, it's so good. No, I'm leaving you called out on that. Yes, it's so good.
It is such a good track.
It's so good. I think it's like heavily featured in Ragnarok too. Like it's such a good track.
Oh, 100%. Yeah.
Such a good track. Both of those games, like incredible music.
Is that another beginning of the game song or no?
It's pretty early, if not the beginning.
Kinda, yeah.
Because they're taking the mom.
Yeah, no. This is not a spoiler for God of War 2018. The game starts with like the mom being dead, and you're like,
giving her a funeral.
So it's heavily featured at the beginning and in several different.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm starting to see a pattern forming for Carl and Mine's music.
Yeah.
Not together, like separate patterns.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Carl's always rocking with these like chill, kind of like orchestral slow scores.
I was very confused for a minute because I thought Rob meant patterns with him and Carl, like together, and was like, really? I'm not seeing the connection between WarioWare Smooth Moves Pure OS and God of War 2018.
It's a bigger brain to see the connection. I understand how it can be a little bit.
I don't doubt it. I just wasn't seeing it.
Yeah.
They're just plebs, just wasn't seeing it.
I hate this. Rob,
we'll go to. So I watched a Super Metroid playthrough for the first time No.
Whoa.
I watched the final battle of a Super Metroid playthrough for the first time during one of the recent GDQs. I'd never heard the Mother Brain theme.
It's good.
And then I watched it.
Fuck yeah.
And I was like, oh, fuck, this is terrifying. Oh, yeah. Shit, the fucking brain. I think it fits perfectly with the scene that's happening. It was probably 2022 when I watched it. And I was like, this is still getting me all emotional watching this fucking 4-bit video game and the music dropping with it.
Give it some credit, 16. Give it the extra 12 bits, all right?
Okay, 4 to the 4.
Rob's bad at magic, or math, actually.
Fucking hearing that from Zach.
Oh, yeah.
Infuriating.
Fucking me up because I can't hear this song without hearing the Mother Brain sounds.
I think this one tugs right on the heartstrings. This is like a very visceral song, I believe.
We haven't had one of these yet that we've talked about. That's just like a heavier tone song.
Oh, yeah.
This is banger. Also shocked I'm not the first person to bring a Metroid song here. So
I'm also shocked. Also shocked by it.
I'm a little disappointed in myself. I'm sorry. I should have said something. Call of Duty opening theme for Modern Warfare 2, baby.
Oh, shit.
This
reminded me of a thing.
I'm terrified now.
Which one? Yeah, I would bring it over the Final Fantasy land. Okay. Final Fantasy land. I'm going to go with...
franchise two people have heard of.
Just two. No one else. I'm gonna go with the Final Fantasy VII battle theme.
Yeah, that's what I wrote down in my list.
Battle
too.
Theme, very good. Probably one of, if not my favorite battle themes from a Final Fantasy game. Just incredible. I also wrote like 6 on here, maybe, but personally I like the 7 battle theme better. The extra bits probably help with that too.
Yeah, I agree with you.
I'm just gonna give y'all a taste. Like, just have a taste. Like, this gets me. Yeah. Absolutely gets me. I already have goosebumps listening to this. Like, I love this battle theme so much.
It's so much. It's so hard for a turn-based RPG to have a battle theme that you don't get fucking tired of by the time you finish the 100 hours and you put into this game.
And this one does it. Like, battle
this
theme.
This one's good.
Battle
yeah.
theme fucks. And especially, I would also love in this hypothetical scenario that we're living in to have like the progression of some of these themes. Like, if you could bring a progression of the same thing over to like 20, 30 years. Into like the Library of Congress together, because like that one's so good. If y'all played the Airbuster fight in Final Fantasy VII Remake, incredible, like absolutely incredible. What the fuck y'all laughing about?
Rob being an idiot. Oh, it's really funny, man.
I know Pridge played Twooey. I don't know if anyone else did. Rob responds. Night in the woods? Question mark. Not a single one of those letters matches except the W.
Oh, it's really good.
I don't know what games Pridge plays besides Night in the Woods and League of Legends, dude.
That's not true. Oh, incredible.
Oh, yeah, that battle theme's good. And we can talk about One Wing Angel while we're here if you want, but like, I think this is better than One Wing Angel, but One Wing Angel is just like really iconic. Oh, yeah.
You hear that like maybe twice that whole game. Final Fantasy VII battle music you hear everywhere, so.
Yeah, but like the One Wing Angel is the one they like play at like concerts and like freaking Kenny Omega entering the ring at like New Japan Pro Wrestling
sure,
or whatever.
For sure.
So like, I think that one's more iconic, but like the battle music. It's just so much better than Angel.
I agree.
All right, I'm gonna pull a Carl, and I'm gonna pick a slow orchestral song, and
quit
say
taking his fucking thunder, dude. Fuck you.
I'm gonna take Fi's theme from Skyward Sword, Legend of Zelda: Skyward Sword. A bad game, but with really good music.
I have definitely not.
And I love this song.
There we go.
Halo?
Yeah, that's what I thought for a second too.
Just him like flicking those keys. Ooh, ooh, makes me feel good.
Okay.
This entire franchise just has such amazing music. You should make videos about it, Zach.
Can you put music in here for games no one played?
Hey, this game at least sold 1 million copies.
Hey, I owned it.
But it's also the fucking Legend of Zelda franchise, so I sure as shit hope so.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good low-key one. I like that one.
Mm-hmm. It's probably my favorite from that game, and that game has a lot of really good songs. So
where's the music analysis of it?
Dude,
I'm kidding.
I'll get there in 2042.
Oh, that Battlefield game was bad.
we'll be closer to Cyberpunk being real than now. Hey. Than me finishing this game.
What's up, Chum?
And we got the whole video has been demonetized.
Carl, give us some music, at Chum.
All right. I'm throwing in some wild ones here. Let's go for Spider-Man PS4, not Marvel Spider-Man. Fuck you.
Wait.
And specific.
Not Marvel's Spider-Man?
No. I'm gonna call it Spider-Man PS4. I don't give a shit, dude.
Oh, okay.
It's
on
PS4, PS5.
I just thought when you said that there was another Spider-Man game on PS4 that wasn't Marvel's Spider-Man, and I was like, there's Spider-Man a different 2, one? Right?
They got sued into the ground for that.
Don't worry about it. The main theme of that game, for like, there are a few tracks in this that I'm like fucking amazing. Like the boss battle at the end has amazing theme. The actual opening, which is a song, is really good, but we can't play that. But this one, just like when it hits, it was the first, like, I got it on release day, pumped that baby in. I was like, okay, we have a chance for this to be good. And the soundtrack hit, and everything was white, dude. That's all I can
do. Sorry, Carl, what? What happened when you heard the song?
Listen, his logo is white for a reason, dude.
What day of the week is it, Carl? God. Jesus Christ.
That is a good game.
Tyler said he flipped. Oh my god, I'm gonna thwip.
No! Oh, the main theme in this is really good, Carl. Yeah, you are very good. Correct. It's good. Really good. It's so good. Where's the... Okay, this is where people click.
Yeah, there we go.
Oh. It's so good. We need more orchestral music.
Man, yeah. Fuck all this orchestra shit.
Yeah, Rob. Give us some old school shit. Come on,
dude.
Give us a different Starman.
You like that are old.
Old video games? Oh my god, you guys are gonna love this. I got an old one for you boys. I don't know how old
it's the Pong
is. This is like peak Tumblr. I was in my Tumblr bag for this one, right? There was an indie game called Off, right? And that's the one where you play as the batter, and it's like a French game.
You're joking me. This is not Rob. Who the fuck is this?
This is the battle theme. One of the very first like songs you hear that's not just atmospheric, and the entire vibe of the game changes as soon as you hear this song, because it's like, what the fuck is going on now? So this is Off Pepper Steak.
Oh yeah, keep hitting that same note, baby. That's the shit.
I'm seeing a pattern here with Rob.
Oh shit.
Mix up? What? What are we doing? What's going on? Huh?
Okay.
Where are we at now?
Yeah, it sounds like some French indie ass shit.
Yeah.
And then let's get back to what we're familiar with. Let's get some more of this going.
I kind of dig this.
I mean, I like it very much. I'm just so confused why the fuck Rob likes this.
Yeah.
This is not a Rob game at all.
This is definitely from that era of Earthbound lights. It's like an Earthbound.
Yeah.
It is like an Earthbound inspired game.
I can tell from the music. I can tell from the music that it's a freaking Earthbound light.
I really only hear music if it's so out of left field that I'm like, what the fuck? Like the Mother song, like Invincible theme for Mario, like this, where again, it's like very atmospheric and chill and kind of weird and sort of spacey. And then you hear that and it's like, whoa, what? Huh? What's going on in this game? Okay, I'm back. You were losing me a little bit. I was falling asleep and now I'm wide awake.
Fully woke. All right.
New Seabat just dropped.
Where do I want to go? I want to go to a very probably unexpected one. I want to talk the original Medal of Honor.
Oh, I bought that game for the very first level.
And I want to talk just like the music in this game being written by a guy who would go on to work on movies with Steven Spielberg.
Yeah.
Music in this game, very, very good. Got some marching drums in here. It's in with a, I forget what that military horn's called. That's very specific.
French horn?
I have no idea.
No, it's like this. There's like a small one that they use. This might just be a trumpet. Yeah, that thing. Bugle. That's what I was trying to think of. But man, like, I hear this theme and I am taken back to, like, the 90s with this. Is it a PS1 game song? Come on! With, like, this orchestral stuff? They don't do that on PlayStation 1. That's not a thing they do.
Orchestra's okay.
Everything's MIDI.
Yeah.
Like, that could be, from a movie. A very good military movie.
No, it's
like,
good.
It's perfection. Super love that one. Also, having like flashbacks to playing Medal of Honor, like Rising Sun with friends on LAN, it was super fun.
God, that game really made me okay with committing more crimes. I agree.
What the fuck, Rob?
Of all the games that actually deal with war crimes, too, you know?
Oh, that was just the start of it. You know, they kind of ease you in. They put you back in World War, probably one for that one, right? Because it starts D-Day.
D-Day is in World War II.
That's World War II.
World War II, because it starts with D-Day.
Frontline, not Rising Sun, but yes.
Do I remember these games at all?
It doesn't sound like it.
moving on from that, let me pick an all-time banger that I think we can play.
Oof.
I almost put it down, but I had the same thought.
I don't know if it will get flagged or not.
It's so good, though.
Yeah, yes. I mean, at least play the drop. This is, of course, the seminal classic Snake Eater from the same game.
Oh, you can't play this.
You can or can't?
No. What the fuck?
Okay.
Hell no.
Oh, just give a Snake Eater.
Snake Eater. That song. You know what we're talking about.
It's so good. And like, apparently the vocalist was like not a named person before and like hasn't done pretty much anything since, which is like bonkers because her voice is so good. I think it was like Kotaku or somebody like hunted them down, not hunted them down, but like had to track them down and be like, hey, you haven't done anything since this. What's up with that? And she was just like, yeah, I make music. Or I wasn't like really a big singer. And it was like, what are you talking about? Do you hear how good you sound in this fucking song? Like, it's crazy.
You should sing. It's so She's good, just though. Like, I don't like it that much. They're like, oh,
it's not only not only is this song so good, the circumstances in which you hear it in the game are so bonkers because it's literally Kojima was like, hey, this song fucking kicks ass. Like, I got them to make my own Bond theme, which is like a personal fucking dream of his. And he was like, okay, well, I can't just play it in the title screen, or I can't just play it in the background because nobody will listen to it. Let's make it so they have to climb a 2-minute elevator or a 2-minute ladder. So the whole time
they hear this,
they just have to listen to this. And all you do is hold up on the controller and you don't get to do anything else. You just get to listen to this banger song.
And hey, you know what? Worked.
Oh, yeah. Everybody remembers that song. Now.
Absolutely worked.
Yeah. It's so good.
I still can't believe he did that in the movie. Yeah. It's like, you will listen to this music 2-minute ladder.
Ooh, Motley Crue, that's a good one.
All right, Carl, give us another orchestra theme, dude.
Let's you know what? I'll break the mold here. Let's I'm gonna get back to orchestra theme, don't worry about that. But like, let's take a break for a second. Cyberpunk 2077 Chumbas, we're back.
Boo!
There are a lot of really really good tracks from this game. But for the sake of going for something different, let's go for The Rebel Path, a track that's played a lot during combat, and it is just great. I literally edited this like a few seconds ago. The initial pick was Bells of Laguna Bend, which plays during an impeccable mission. But this one just is amazing. You can skip forward a bit for the like, parts if you want.
I love that note.
Oh, yeah, note. They use this in the marketing. This is good.
It is such a good try. It just hits.
This song is good. I ever this.
Oh. Does anybody else actively listen to, like, noise music?
No,
this is just an exception.
Okay, I'm kind of the noise guy of the group there.
I hate noise.
I'm a bit of a noise man myself.
I couldn't tell, Rob.
If people talk, I want to fucking die. Absolutely.
Damn.
Shit, Rob, it's my turn, isn't it?
Yeah, it is your turn.
Yeah.
I see this thing in the dock. I'm very, very interested to know what this is.
We're not... Wait, which thing are you looking at?
Oh no!
We're not listening to that. Sorry.
No, okay.
That's just like a special shout out. Somebody was talking about.
Thank you.
Somebody in the chat. It might have been Soapy or Sibilla or somebody was talking about the pizza song from Pizza Game.
Dude, in Spider-Man.
Oh, dude. Pizza Tower. Yeah.
Pizza Tower. Pizza Tower.
Oh, you're talking about Pizza Tower. Oh,
Soapy.
But it's all the same song. It's all the same song. I don't know. It's apparently this has to be a real song because anytime Italy and pizza show up, this song plays. Which it. We're not gonna play it. I like it as a meme, but
I mean, play it for like 5 seconds, David. We gotta hear it.
Screen.
This is from Spider-Man 2 during a pizza.
For Spider-Man 2.
What made this irritating is the mission where this plays is the most.
Dude, this
annoying.
You could have told me that this was Sea Shanty from fucking old school RuneScape, and I would have believed you.
No.
It sounds like the fucking same song.
Sophie says that song is in Pizza Tower as a tutorial theme at one point, which is great.
That's incredible.
No, it's just a real, song. That's not like made for Spider-Man
that's funny.
Or anything.
That's funny.
I think it's called the Pizza Song or something.
Shouldn't have existed, in my opinion.
I actually had.
Yeah, I was
going
to say I interrupted you.
Yeah.
But I think I forgot to write it down.
You did.
It's a persona. Persona.
Persona. Yeah. Persona. Vitaly.
I did put. I put on my shortlist literally the entirety of the Persona 3, 4, and 5 soundtracks, all of them.
Yeah.
Uninterrupted.
I was like, somebody's got to put a Persona song in here at some point. Yeah.
But since I forgot to put it on, and since I'm kind of the anti-weeb of the group, we're going to not talk about Persona. We're going to go back to a good song. Okay. Let me put it in here for you, David. Put it at the very, very bottom. This is the main theme song of another and another Nintendo game. You guys may have heard of this one.
Oh, fuck you.
Oh, yeah, let's fucking go, Donkey Kong, baby! Yeah!
Okay, I like it now. If we skip the first...
Random sound effect.
We skip the first 20 seconds of the song, I like it.
Oh, you need that part.
The highlights of the song are when the lyrics actually come in. I don't know.
Yeah. How long does it take? I'm waiting for it.
I thought it was earlier than this, but it might be like halfway through. They kind of end it with a lot of it.
I thought the grunting was really.
Here you go.
Oh, it's bad.
Donkey Konga. Donkey Konga. Hell yeah. I had this game. I loved this game, and I played the fuck out of it. And then my friends had their birthday, and their mom paid me $40 for it, and they never played it. And I was like, "Nice." I made out like a bandit on that one.
I saw like the Donkey Kong picture and like the thumbnail on it for a second. I was like, "Oh, Rob picking like some Donkey Kong Country or DK rap? Hell yeah!" And then it was that. I was like, "Okay, all
right." It's all about high energy. Good vibes, positivity, you can do it attitude, you know? That's what I like in a video game.
Donkey Konga.
Donkey Konga.
A lot of ska songs represented in that game too, which is really weird.
Yeah, that is really why. you know what? In terms of a beat, I got another beat one. We gotta talk about Mr. Guile's theme.
Yeah,
and I mean, how Japan
absolutely iconic.
Japan gave the U.S. a better theme song than the U.S. made. Like,
if you talk about the Star Spangled Banner, I think every song's better than that.
I mean, or like all of our national songs. Guile's theme goes with everything. So like, come on, it's incredible. National anthem tier list one. Only if Guile's theme is on that list for America instead of our actual instead of our actual anthem.
Yeah. This song's good. It's just good.
Incredible song. An incredibly iconic song.
And also a meme
20 years later too.
Yeah.
And that got memed really? Like 20 years after release is great.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right. I think. Yeah. People in the chat last time after I picked, they were asking for some Kirby rep. I almost went with the Halberd theme, but I don't think that's really that iconic. I just like the Halberd theme. But we're going to rock with King DDD's theme, specifically the Superstar, Kirby Superstar version, because I like that one the best. Also, Kirby music just in general is so good.
The Forgotten Lands music was really good too.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember this one.
They sometimes change his theme in different games.
Well, I mean from Superstar.
Mm.
Good. I feel like there's better Kirby songs in this one.
It's totally fair.
Has shitty taste in music. I agree.
God damn, didn't say that.
That's what he said.
I'm about to. I don't want to do that. To say, I could start a poll of like who has made the best picks this entire night.
Yeah.
But I know I won't win. The chat will be like,
make that poll. Make that poll. Let's see what happens.
Sophie.
God damn it. I was going to end the night with that. Damn it. Well, I'm going to get dunked on now.
Are there many moments when you're not?
Nah, dude.
That's
what I'm here for.
Carl, hit us with it.
All right. Super Monkey Ball, one of the first games that wanted me to made me want to break a controller. The new one has the song "Hello Banana," which is about
Rob. Did somebody replace the song on here?
No, no. Hey, David, play it. Don't worry about it. Just,
I mean, I can see a preview of what's in the next tab.
David?
It's old school RuneScape.
Carl.
David.
Wow, the newbie melody to old school RuneScape.
Wow, it's so good.
Now we're talking, dude.
It is emotional. There are layers, orchestral aspects. Oh my god.
Orchestral, you lost me. Oh no! Yeah.
All right, I'm not gonna lie, this is better music than I expected from RuneScape, but like.
Oh, it's honestly RuneScape's pretty good.
Nice, though. What are you talking about?
Man. I expect nothing good from RuneScape, if I'm being honest.
You don't want to know.
So instead of Super Monkey Ball, that was RuneScape's newbie melody.
Yeah, I put the actual link if you want to play
that song. Oh, you were actually just trolling me for a minute. Okay.
Yeah, I figured it would be funny to make Zach angry. And I don't know if you can play the rest. I don't know if this is it's the thing of.
That's I remember that song. It's fun. It's a banger.
Yeah.
I see this and I'm immediately like, ring, 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 ring.
No,
ring.
Banana don't phone. Do it.
You're all welcome for that earworm. Enjoy.
I hate you.
This is what you get for trying to pull a fast one on me.
Fair enough.
All right. Unfortunately, as I'm looking through my list, they all are like remixes. So I'm like listening to them and I'm like, actually, I don't think I've ever heard the original version of this song. So we'll go to, I'm going to steal this one. David, did you put this on here? Or was this Kaiser?
Halo?
DK64. Not 64.
Not me.
Donkey Kong. Sticker Brush Symphony.
Yeah.
I'll take Sticker Brush.
It's a good one. It's a good. Yeah, you can take it.
I don't know that I know
this.
Thank
you. I think it's in Brawl.
It is. It's the like.
I'm too focused at like trying to kill people in like Super Smash Bros. Game. I don't hear the music in that one.
It's in the Subspace Emissary.
Yeah, oh, I also never played super, Brawl, so that makes sense.
Like vibey song, it's done on a lot of the like canon levels.
Yeah, I would not have picked really this. Good. I would not have pictured this as a Donkey Kong song.
Yeah. Hey, I mean,
it's good. I'm not saying it's
range,
not good. I just
the range they have for those games is absolutely bonkers. I mean, it's either between this or Gangplank Galleon for me, which is also like fucking awesome shit.
Hmm. What's the one when you're underwater?
It's gonna bite the shit out of me. Donkey Kong Country.
Well, it fishes the shit out of me.
Aquatic ambiance. It's just called aquatic ambiance.
I mean, hey, but, describe the thing correctly.
Yeah,
there you go.
But no, I think I like Gangplank Galleon a little bit more to listen to. No, that's not true. But Gangplank Galleon is upbeat and like it starts like kind of corny and then just gets like fuck you. The guitar comes in, you're like, oh shit. It's good.
So good.
It's a good song.
It's so good. I'm not gonna play songs because I know we will get in trouble for them, but the entire Celeste soundtrack. Absolutely for incredible. Sure. The summit music in particular, it's like an 11-minute long loop.
Jesus Christ.
Which is
Lena Raine.
Fantastic. Lena Raine down. Just styling on all of us. Every song on that game is good. Some are better than others, but like every song on that soundtrack is good. Absolutely incredible. And then the other one I don't know that we'll get in trouble for, so I won't play, is also the Nier Automata soundtrack. Which they invented a language.
Yeah.
The songs on that soundtrack are not in a real language. It is made up.
Wild.
Like it's made up and it sounds, you know, like it could be like French or some Latin based thing, but nope, totally made up. Soundtrack for that game and for Nier Replicant are utterly amazing. Highly recommend you listen to them, but also I think we'll get in trouble if we play them, so I'm not gonna play them on here. For a real pick though, We going upbeat. Not in the name of the song, though. We going propaganda, baby. Like, come on.
God damn it.
Okay.
It's so good. I'm just going to make y'all listen to the whole thing. The entire, not, no. That's not true. I'm not going to do that. But, like, this song, this is just playing in a bar, and, like, it's perfect. And it's in, like, oh, I forget what language it was. It's, like, Romanian?
Is it not French?
No, this is, like, Romanian or some, like, Eastern European language.
Oh, okay.
Who the composer speaks the language, and most of the dialogue for this is based on a phone call he had with his family. Which he turned into music with a funky beat. It's incredible. I love this song. It also fits very well for Beyond Good and Evil with a propaganda theme. Utterly incredible.
Really quick, I do want to read, because we have read these for a moment. Motley Crue cheered Tembit saying, I vote for Transformers Devastation Insecticons theme. LT Drake popping off somewhere. And Max Anarchy Over in a Flash is absolutely awesome. Which I actually super don't know either of those, but Mad World and Anarchy Reigns. I mean, I only know the Mad World from the commercials in which they use the song Mad World.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. But that was a good, that was a great commercial for a pretty okay game. This is a tough one. Now we're gonna go Metroid Prime.
We already have a Metroid game, actually.
Yeah, but this one's my choice. And this is the one I'm going with.
Oh,
I think I've heard this before. And I haven't played the game, so that's actually impressive. It's gonna pick up.
It's mostly chill.
It's mostly chill. Kind of boring.
I just mean, is it mostly this loop, or does it go into something that we should hear?
A little underwhelming compared to the good Metro song I already talked about. But
I hate you so much, Rob. Dude, I'm about to bury every other song you bring up. Nah, it's fine. It does have some hype moments. I don't know if it's in this. It kind of like goes in and out when you're in combat.
Okay.
But see, I think it's like a layered thing.
Different song entirely, I understand. Yeah. Nice choice, though. No, that was good.
Fuck you, dude.
Carl, you got any more?
Yeah. Is this the last turnaround, or just to see what I'm throwing in?
Yeah, we're probably nearing about the end here.
All right, well, an honorable mention, which isn't my pick, or two, the Zelda's Lullaby track, which is
a
really good song, and so good that my mom played it for so long that I almost started to hate it. It was insane. And Far Cry 3, the main theme of that game, amazing. The pick I'll throw in here, I left the juiciest one for last, which is from Outer Wilds, my favorite game of all time.
Hey. Game three of its
voyage. Yeah, I have a tattoo of the game. The Final Voyage is such a good track, and it takes a bit of the soundtrack that plays during a thing, which I won't spoil, and it just takes it and it expands on it and gives it a new layer. And the entire soundtrack is made by Andrew Prallo, who is a genius. And yes.
Oh, there we go. Yeah.
It takes a track that is this bit, which is super minor in feel and dim and very grim, and it just makes it bright and hopeful and suspenseful.
Yeah.
That music hits. That does hit. It really does.
If you played this game,
you know.
Hey, this game made me a part of the team. Technically, I started watching you guys.
Oh yeah.
Oh, that's right.
There you go.
Wow.
That's right.
Layered.
Also, man, I've been trying to buy the vinyl of this thing. Oof.
Yeah, they sell it instantly.
They sell it instantly, and then people resell it for like $200. Like, come on. No. Oof. Absolutely such not. Such a good
soundtrack. Hey, Carl, you should do a music analysis video of this.
That's not me making a joke. You actually should. You'd probably do really well.
Hey, dude. I might.
Because if there's one thing fans about this game love, it's talking about this fucking game. So
yeah.
That's all you can do. You can't play it a second time.
Like, that's true.
You can only talk about it.
Yeah. Hey, go play Outer Wilds.
Yeah, you really should.
No, actually, though, if you haven't played Outer Wilds, go.
One of my favorite games in the last 10 years.
Very good game. Rob, you got anything?
We could do. I don't want to do another Halo. I mean, sorry, another Mario one. I think you're right. I think we got to go. Halo main theme. It chants for itself.
Yeah, I mean, it's so good.
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't even like Halo, and it gives me goosebumps, man. Like,
it's such a good song.
Crazy. Like, I don't even like Halo. Is the wildest thing I've heard in life.
Rob, do you still feel that after the past 7 Halo games?
I like Halo 1, 2, and 3.
Okay.
And Reach.
You don't like Guess what?
And Halo Wars. And ODST is okay.
I like the multiplayer. Like, playing like LAN with my friends is super fun. I just don't like the campaigns.
Wow.
Kicking in.
Yeah, this bit is
Give me the drop. Yeah.
I might go so far as to argue, other than like Mario, this might be the most iconic video game theme.
Whoa, Kaiser, you have no taste. You haven't played Assassin's Creed. You don't get to talk about video games.
Okay, Rob, you haven't played like more than 10 games.
Yeah.
I played the 10 best games. Yeah. Assassin's Creed, I played League of Legends and Minecraft. What are you talking about?
Wow, Rob even skipped RuneScape. Damn.
Yeah, no, Rob fucking skipped Toontown out here.
I said the best games, all right?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, here's the thing. The fact that Kaiser, every open world game made since Assassin's Creed copies the Assassin's Creed formula. So not playing it is anti-gamer. How do you fill out your map in any open world game nowadays?
I don't think they created that.
No, I mean, Ubisoft basically did. Yeah, I'll give them that one. But like...
the combat? Spider-Man, Batman, Shadow of War,
no,
other open world games I've surely played.
Combat came from Beyond Good and Evil, technically. That's not even a joke. I'm not even joking.
David is really good at telling jokes, so we can just laugh at that one. That was so funny.
No, I'm not joking.
You guys are
the
really,
combat
really
from
funny.
Beyond
I
Good and Evil.
Spending time with you.
Combat from Beyond Good and Evil, early version of it, was then adopted by Prince of Persia because they used the same engine and they used a lot of the same combat pieces. And the Prince of Persia combat was later adapted into the Assassin's Creed combat. So Beyond Good and Evil is the prototypical Assassin's Creed combat system.
David is so old, everybody. I am so sorry that you had to hear all that.
Oh my God.
I am old. Zach's older, but you know, I'm old.
I'm not.
That is so old, everybody. I am so sorry. You have to look at his aging physiognomy. Woof.
I'm fucking choked.
Oh my god, folks!
No, that was a thing.
That was a good list.
Can I give a few quick recommendations that the chat has given and that I wrote down in the middle of this?
Oh, if you can write them, paste them in the doc, and I might add them to the playlist that we make. Yeah.
Phoenix Wright cornered theme is very fucking good. Like nobody's going to deny that. Dr. Wily stage,
very good.
It's so good. I can't believe I didn't think about it earlier.
Very good.
Fucking amazing.
Oh yeah, we didn't pick a Mega Man. Yeah, we fucked up on that one.
Yeah,
that's
we super did. We super did. Actually, Capcom in general did not get enough love tonight, and I feel bad about that. I mean, hey, I don't know if you're going to use the picture I made, but the Gerudo Valley theme, definitely. Somebody else earlier mentioned, Leprechaun mentioned the Song of Healing from Majora's Mask.
I was going to mention actually the chest opening music.
Oh yeah.
Does that count as like a music, or is it just like a little, it's a ditty?
I mean, in that case, it is a ditty, but like also it's so super iconic, and it is music.
If that's the case, I think the most iconic thing from Final Fantasy is the battle win victory theme.
Oh yeah. That's one of the only consistent music things in the series.
What was the other?
Oh, the Pokemon music.
We didn't even talk about any Pokemon music, which is kind of wild because the franchise does have some bops.
Hey, fuck Pokemon, let's go.
Pokemon battle theme was on my list too. Of just like, that is, you know, it's that really might iconic, you know what, that OG. Might beat Halo. The Pokemon battle music might beat Halo. That's the only
dude,
one I would,
what the fuck?
I would say. No, no, I just shot. I disagree with you. I think the Halo theme is more iconic than
really?
That, but
still, oh, okay. Yeah. That's, oh, I just like Pokemon's like the most grossing revenue franchise in any media.
They do change it every game for the most part. And honestly, if I mean, I think almost everybody would agree that the first one is not even close to being the best, but it still is like, I mean, I can hear it as like the screen swirls of like, oh shit, another fucking Rattata to beat the shit out of. I think those are the only ones I wrote down, but there is more. I mean, I see people saying Rules of Nature from Metal Gear, Song of Healing is something I feel in my soul. Lance's Champion theme, that's a good one. There's so much. Oh, I forgot about Chrono Trigger. Oh,
I was waiting for you to pick one. Yeah.
It's Wind Scene for me. I mean, the battle theme is probably better, but Wind Scene is like is my favorite piece of music in all of video games. It is just so good.
Yeah.
The other ones I had on my list was Stay Alive from Portal.
Yeah.
Really, really good iconic song. I wouldn't say it's really good, but super duper iconic song. Like Stay Alive is funny, not necessarily good. Or Still Alive. We talked about Green Hill Zone. We talked about Sonic, but like, Wii Shop. Mentioned it in chat, but yes, Wii Shop was on my
Wii
list.
Shop theme, absolutely.
Wii Shop theme, incredible.
Absolutely goated.
The Dragonborn from Skyrim, just like the main music.
Yeah, it's that's iconic.
Huge. And then one that's me personally, StarCraft 1, Terran theme 1.
Yeah.
If any of y'all played StarCraft, that's like the normal music on like multiplayer maps. I'll put all of the things we're mentioning in the playlist, and if you played StarCraft 1, you click on that, you're gonna know. You're gonna know.
Smash Bros.
About.
Melee theme.
Oh, I fucked up.
Or break the targets theme.
No,
really,
fuck
really
that.
Good. I fuck with the break
the
targets.
Well, I hate the theme because I hate the mode. that was more directed at the mode than the theme.
Motley Crue kept missing Buck Bumble. I mean.
Buck Bumble.
How could you forget Buck Bumble?
Ironically, it's fun.
Literally only famous because of that song and not because the game. Because
100%.
The game is pretty whatever.
100%.
Oh, is there a game behind it?
Yeah.
That's wild.
Folks, thank you for tuning in. And thank you all the live participants for shouting out songs and stuff in the chat. Did bring up things that we totally would have forgotten otherwise. So appreciate you all in the live chat. Appreciate y'all watching or listening later from home or in your car or wherever you're at. If you're listening to the podcast, drop us a review, you know, give us a thumbs up, give us a 5-star. We really appreciate it. Helps out a lot. Other than that, you know what? Take a look. I will put it in the description. I'll make a playlist on the Save Data account. And, we'll dump all these songs in there and some of the ones we mentioned at the end, and might even take a couple from the audience, you know, drop them in the Discord music channel. So visit our Discord, hop in the music channel, drop in some suggestions. If you do that between now and when I make that playlist in the next, you know, few days, then I might get some of your stuff on there if I like it. All right, folks. Zud was voted best music choices. You did it, Zach.
Woo!
You got it.
Get fucked, Rob, you piece of shit.
That's crazy. It's only because you fucking double reverse psychology to him. You're like, I'm gonna get shit on. It makes me feel so bad. I think when my chat is
the best day of my life. Holy shit.
The chat doesn't pity Zach. That's not why they vote. Yeah, wow. They don't.
Sorry. While we're still here, could you please play the song I have highlighted in the thing? I forgot about this song, and it is
what? Oh, TMNT?
Some of the best Super Nintendo music.
Oh, yes, it's good. Oh, this rips. Okay.
It's so good.
This is good.
So good. I forgot about the sewer surfing.
TMNT4 Turtles in Time. Okay, yeah, that's really good. Hey, I dig
Rob,
that
Rob, I think you've used this track in your streams, by the way, like as background music.
Unintentionally, so if I have. Never on purpose. I don't like the TMNT all that much.
Wow.
Ooh.
I mean, I don't like beat 'em up, so I'm not a huge fan of the team. That music's really good, though. Holy crap.
That's incredible. It's such a good song.
Absolutely incredible. Folks, thanks for listening. I'll treat you to some music that we talked about here in the outro today, so enjoy that. I will see you all next time. Till then, have a good rest of your day. My voice cracked real bad.